Committee on Advancing E-Government to Order. Welcome. We're a small committee, but we will be efficient. We will have an opportunity for an eclectic blend of legislation, I think, this session, where we will deal with issues related to the internet, technology, and issues related to utility regulation. And we've already gotten some other interesting bills assigned to our committee that I don't quite understand why, but we'll deal with them as well. But we'll be looking at policies in IT as we go forward throughout this session. We probably won't have too many bills, but the bills we have will be important for you out there. We're also, this is the House side of a Senate Joint Ways and Means Committee. This is the we're an actual House Policy Committee. And then there's also a Senate House Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee that is a different committee that I also chair that we're also members of. We will probably meet for the first time next week. So with that, why don't we ask Kathy, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm delighted to be on this committee. I'm grateful that to have a chance to learn about this new area, and of the people assembled in this room, I am probably the most technologically challenged. So I guess I'm here for comic relief. I'm not sure why I'm here, but I'm here, and will do my best to keep up. Thank you.
Very good. Representative Patridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's going to be I think there's some great issues that we can do for Oregon and properly position our state in light of our tax structure to take advantage of e-commerce. And I think we need to continue to look at that and forward our cause and try and become a leader. And I'm interested on the policy side to look at the agency's budgets and look for some consolidation in what we're going to do. I think that that's a critical need. I think Jim chaired the Joint Information Management and Technology Committee during the interim, which I got to serve on, and I'm very excited to be serving.
Excellent. We introduce our staff. Our staff committee administrator is Mark Jolly. Mark, let everybody know a little bit about yourself.
My name is Mark Jolly. I have a background in business management and administration. Got my degree from Brigham Young University in Utah, and historically do not have a very solid background in e-commerce, but I'm looking to discover new avenues of thinking and hopefully be able to push e-government in Oregon and hopefully help the committee out with their understanding. Representative Lowe with the issues and hopefully personally get a better understanding of how the process works and it's good to be here.
Thank you. Alice, you want to introduce yourself to us all? And
okay. I'm Alice Morton. I'm really interested in this area, so I'm glad to be working with this committee. I worked at the legislature since the 97 session and in this department for a year, a little over a year.
Excellent. Well, we have, of course, on our agenda, adoption of the committee rules. We have rules before you. Oh, I am Representative Jim Hill, House District 5. I'm the chair of this committee, chair of the Ways and Means Advancing E-Government Subcommittee as well. I have an interest in technology. I do it in my private life, where I build e-commerce things, consulting in the past. I am very hopeful that I can bring some of those experiences and skills to play here in helping to steer us towards some good policy choices. Now, you have the rules before you.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the adoption of the rules as presented.
Representative Patridge moves that we adopt the committee rules as presented. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, on Rule 11, the committee chair may assign fewer than all committee members to receive public testimony. Quorum for such hearings is one member. We're a mighty tiny committee as it is. If I miss anything, I'm really going to miss stuff. I'm wondering about what your expectation is in the practical application of that rule to our committee.
I think that will allow us to begin meetings on time as we wait for members to assemble so that we can start receiving public testimony on issues for the record. And but any action is obviously going to need a quorum.
And a quorum's 2 out of 3?
That is correct.
So the phrase 2 out of 3 ain't bad is pretty good for this group.
I don't anticipate that we'll ever have a 2 to 3 vote, that we will, this committee, we should be able to reach unanimity.
Thank you.
Issues. So, okay. With that, any objection to adoption of the rules? There's no adoption? No objection?
Oh, wait. Oops, there's one problem.
One problem.
Rule 12. On minority reports, not that I anticipate that there, as you mentioned earlier, that there would be any. Minority report shall be subscribed by at least 2 committee members who have not been recorded as supporting another report. Since the committee consists of 1 Democrat and 2 Republicans, the chair being one, this rule may not apply to us very well.
Representative Love, the...
How does that work?
The distinction between minority is not necessarily, in this case...
Dissenting.
Dissenting. Uh-huh. So
if one of us dissents and one of us doesn't...
We would never be able to do a minority report out of this committee.
That's my point.
And we would not be able to change this rule because it is based upon the House rules, so which say you have to have 2.
What a great way to make Kathy be quiet. Okay.
Like I say, I don't anticipate that we will ever have a split vote. We should be able to reach unanimity on the issues in this committee.
Thank you.
So, with that, any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. With that, I think we're
good.
Anybody, any other issues for the committee? With that, without objection, we're adjourned.
That's it?
That's it. That's all.